Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Yutet Amud Aleph, four lines down. The Gemara is discussing the machloket between Abaye and Rava as to whether we say, Peatikra Yoreid Visotaim, does the edge of the roof come down and act as if it is a wall? We explained in yesterday's daf that Peatikra Yoreid Visotaim is like a super good achit. It's a supercharged ability to take a machitza that exists and have it go down further. And the Peatikra Yoreid Visotaim creates a halachic wall. And that halachic wall can serve for the sukkah. So Rava says, we don't say Peatikra Yoreid Visotaim. And Abaye says, we do say Peatikra Yoreid Visotaim. The Gemara tried to connect that to the machloket Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara says that doesn't necessarily have to be true. Everybody agrees, according to Shmuel, that Piatigra is not Yoreid V'Sotaim, but according to Rav, who says Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim, both Abaye and Rava can explain their positions. Abaye has the same position as Rav, and Rava says that Rav only says Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim when that Piatigra is made for the area that it's encompassing. But if the Piatigra, you're trying to utilize that to encompass or as a wall for something outside of the Tigra, that won't work. The classic example that the Gemara was given was the case of the Echsadra. In the Echsadra, where you want to have the wall be for outside of the area of the Echsadra, then when you say Piatikra Yoreid V'Sotaim for that part of the Echsadra that is covered by a roof, the covering of the roof encompasses an area below the canopied area of the Echsadra. But you want to use that wall for the Chatzer, which is outside of that. Rashi phrases it, that when it comes to Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim, we're dealing with this halachic walls in Gudachit only apply to the internal space that is encompassed. They don't help you for the space that's outside of them. They cannot be used in both directions as walls. We'll see that that's not true of all halachot Moshe Mi-Sinai, but at least for a number of these halachot Moshe Mi-Sinai, the wall that is utilized in halachot Moshe Mi-Sinai can only be utilized for the space that it's encompassing, not for the outside of the wall. It cannot be a wall on both ends. Now the Gemara asks, not our Mishnah, which says, V'chein chatzer mukevet achsadra. You have a chatzer that has an achsadra in it. This is the case that we've been discussing all along, which is that you have the chatzer, and then around the houses that face into the chatzer, there's a canopy that runs around. And then you put the schach in the middle and the chatzer in the middle. Talking about a case where the canopy is more than 4 amot wide, so we cannot apply dofen akuma. So the only way to have this have walls, this sugah, is to say Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim by the edges of the achsadra, by the roof of the achsadra, this canopy on those edges. If they came down, then they would serve as the walls of the sukkah. Now according to Rava, there's no question here, because Rava says, even though Rav believes Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim, in this instance it wouldn't work, because Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim we only say for the internal side of the achsadra under the canopy, not for the external side. But for Abaye, we have a question now. Why can't you invoke Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim? Yet, over there, the Gemara says only if it has Tzimim does it work. But we don't say that it works if you have more than 4 amot and there's no Dofen Akuma. So that's a question on Abaye's position. Why don't we say Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim? The Gemara says, V'amai, name a Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim. Why don't we have the solution be here even when it's greater than 4 amot and it's not Dofen Akuma? It should work as a Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim. So Targum Rova libe da Abaye, Rova answers on behalf of Abaye, k'shehishved kiruyav. It's a case where he flattened out the roof. Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim only works when the Piatigra, the edge of the roof, is on a 90-degree angle. When it's on a 90-degree angle, and it's at least a tefach thick, that's at least according to Rashi and Tosafot, there are some other Rishonim that don't believe you need that tefach. But at least according to Rashi and Tosafot, who think you need at least a tefach there, it has to be a right angle to the roof, and then we say the Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim. If, for instance, in our houses where the roofs are on a slant, then we don't say Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim, because it doesn't end, the roof doesn't end at a 90-degree angle. Since it doesn't end at a 90-degree angle, we don't say Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim. What Rashi suggests over here is the same thing's happening inside of this achsadra. In the achsadra, when you put the schach on, they're not resting the schach on top of the canopy, on top of the achsadra, but they're actually laying the schach even or flat with the achsadra. By doing so, you basically wipe out the Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim, because now the schach is hovering up the Piatigra. The walls, you would want them to be below the schach, holding up the schach. Over here, the Piatigra is now even or flat with the schach. It's as if you put the schach in to fill in the Piatigra, that 90-degree angle, that face of the roof, is being covered by the schach, and it cannot act as the Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim. And that's how Abaye will get out of the problem, by saying that the case in the Mishnah there does not allow for Piatigra Yoreid V'Sotaim. But had it been that the schach was laid on top of the achsadra, and it was on a 90-degree angle, we would say piatigra yored v'sotem, and you could put the schach on top, and it would work according to Abaye. Again, how many walls are available is the machloket Rashi and Tosafot that we saw yesterday, as to how many walls you can invoke the principle of piatigra yored v'sotem, whether that's for one or for four, and that's that machloket that we saw yesterday. Now the Gemara says, besura matni d'hai shmato b'hai lishno. What we've learned until now, the machloket Abaye and Rovo, is the way that they had it in surah. That's the way they explain the machloket Abaye and Rovo, which is that everybody agrees that when it comes to tzimim, when you have an achsadra inside of the chatzer, and you have those uprights that are less than three tvachim away, that's a good sukkah, because we invoke the principle of lavud. And as Rashi says, by lavud, we don't care whether it's the inside or the outside of the wall. Lavud works. If it makes a halachic wall, it's a halachic wall both for the inside and the outside. Unlike gurachit, which might only work for the inside, the Rava says, by lavud, we do not have that qualification. And therefore, if you have the tzimim, they go all the way around, these uprights, then even Rovo will agree that that's a good sukkah. The machloket Abaye and Rovo is about piatigra yored v'sotem. Can you apply it to the area that is inside of the achsadra? Does that work or does that not work? And that's what we just discussed until now. But in Pumpadita, matne. In Pumpadita, this is the way they had the machloket between Rovo and Abaye. Sikecha gabi achsadra, if you put schach on top of an achsadra, she'en lab tzimim, that doesn't have any uprights, then divri akol psula. Everybody agrees that's psula, because everybody agrees we do not say piatigra yored v'sotem here, because it's for the walls on the outside, not the inside, and piatigra yored v'sotem doesn't apply. That's both according to Abaye and Rava. Yesh lab tzimim, if it has these uprights that go all the way around, that are less than three tefachim apart, Abaye mark shera, Abaye says we evoke the principle of lavud, and lavud can work for inside or outside, and therefore you have walls to your sukkah. Rava mar psula. On the other hand, Rava says it's problematic because we only say lavud for the inside. That means under the canopy, it would be good. But for the chatzir area, it would be psula. Abaye amar ksheira amrin lavud. We say lavud on both sides. Rav amar psula lo amrin in lavud. We don't apply lavud over here because you're trying to apply lavud to the area that's outside. That wall or those tzimim are part of the achsadra, under the canopy, and they create an enclosure for under the canopy. But they don't create an enclosure for the chatzer, which is the open area, because that's the other side of the wall. Now, of course, Rava holds of lavud. The principle of lavud is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. But he says the lavud is only functional when you create these halachic walls for the inside, like every other halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Only works for the inside, not for the outside. But Rava will have to agree that that's only true by lavud, and maybe by piatigra yored v'sotem, but that's not true by dofen akuma, because by dofen akuma, if we use the walls of the house for the achsadra to the chatzer, and there the Mishnah said it was less than 4 amot, it works. So you have to look at each halacha l'moshe b'Sinai and see if the application is only for the internal space or for the external space as well. So over here, Rabbi says that by lavud we say it for both sides. It's like a satum, it's a completely solid wall, and you can use it for both sides. But Rabbi says lavud is similar to piatigra yored v'sotem, and we only apply it, or we only invoke the principle with regards to things that are inside of the area encompassed, not for things that are on the outside. And the Gemara concludes, V'hilchotaka lishna kama. Halachla is like the first lashon, which is that machloket Abaye and Rava is about piatigra yored v'sotem. That means everybody agrees by dofen akuma that we say dofen akuma for both sides. Everybody agrees by lovud that we say that that's a halachic wall for both the inside and the outside. And with regards to piatigra yored v'sotem, we have a machloket Abaye and Rava. As Rashi says, when you have a machloket Abaye and Rava, we paskin like Rava. So here, where you'd have a machloket Rav and Shmuel, technically Rav and Shmuel halacha k'Rav b'isure, but we already saw that we can fit Rava into the position of Rav, because he says even if you say piatigra yored v'sotem over here, you would not invoke the principle because halacha l'moshe m'Sinai of gurachit only applies to the internal space, not to the external space, and that's how the halacha is stated, which is piatigra yored v'sotem is only good for the internal space, not for the external space. Rav Ashi ashkechei the Rav Kana, teka misakech agabe achsadra, that he put schach on top of a achsadra, she'en lap tzimim, that did not have uprights. Malay lo sever mar adama rovo yish lap tzimim kshira en lap tzimim psula. Wait a minute, why are you sitting here without tzimim? That means that you're utilizing piatigra yored v'sotem, and the piatigra of the achsadra is for the internal space, not the external space. That means that you're holding like a baye, not like rovo. How could it be? Don't you know what Rava says, that if it has tzimim, then you invoke lavud, and it works, because lavud can help you on both sides of the wall. But piatigra yored v'sotem can only help you for the inside. That'll be under the canopy, but not for the chatzir where the sukkah is found. Ach velei nireh bifnim v'shaveh b'chutz. He says, wait a minute, you don't see the whole picture over here. This sukkah only has two walls, But there is actually a third wall, but a third wall that you can't see. And that third wall is something that we saw in the Gemara in Eruvin, which is what's called Nira Bachutz Veino Nira Bifnim. It's able to be discerned, this wall, from the outside, but it's not able to be discerned on the inside. The classic example in Eruvin is where you have a Mavui, that is three walls, with Chatzerot that open up into that area. At the end of that Mavui, you need a Lechi. The Lechi at the end is a demarcation to tell you that this is the end of the Mavui, and you may not carry past that point. What happens if the Lechi is flush with the wall of the Mavui? When it's flush with the wall of Mavui, when you're looking from internally in the Mavui, you can't see the Lechi. But when you come to the end of the Mavui, if you're looking from externally into the Mavui, you would see the Lechi. It's flush with the internal wall, but it's not flush with the external wall. So either it's narrower than the wall of the Mavui, or it's wider than the wall of the Mavui. On the inside, and the internal side of that wall, it's flush. On the outside, it's either narrower than the wall or longer than the wall, so it does look like a separate wall. That's what we call a lechi, that is, nire mibachutz ve'eina nire bimifnim. Or the opposite case, which is nire bimifnim, oh, v'shabim mibachutz, it can be seen from internally, but it cannot be seen from the outside. In both of those cases, the itmar, nire bachutz v'shabim mifnim, you can see it from the external side, and not the inside, nidom mishum lechi. That works like a lechi. That's good for Shabbat. The lechi hanu p'tzimim. And lechi equals p'tzimim. Meaning that he is invoking a principle by Shabbat, by Eruvin, and now he's applying it to Sukkah. If this lechi is good enough for Eruvin, it's also good enough here for Sukkah. Now, by Sukkah, you don't need a full wall for the third wall. You only need a wall that's a tefach. That's what he's saying, that other wall, which you cannot see internally from my Sukkah, but you can see it externally, that's enough. If you look in the picture that's here in the Gemara, when he's sitting in the Sukkah, he has two walls that are perpendicular to each other in the Sukkah. His third wall is actually the Achsadra. On the Achsadra, the third wall is actually external to the Sukkah. You can see the Achsadra extends beyond the Sukkah. If you're standing in the Achsadra, it looks like that is another wall to the Sukkah. On the right side, when you're facing the out of the Achsadra to the Sukkah, that little extension, that's the third wall of the Sukkah. When you're in the Sukkah and you stand inside the Sukkah, all you can see are the two walls of the Sukkah. You don't see that third wall of the Sukkah. And so because of that, he says that's equivalent to what we see in Eruvin, that a lechi that is either nir b'fnim shabim b'chutz or nir b'chutz shabim b'fnim, that works as a lechi. Because we said, nir b'chutz shabim b'fnim nidom mishum lechi. If it works for lechi, it should work for Sukkah. Now there are a number of questions on this explanation that Rashi gives for the Gemara over here, because no one, as Tosafot points out, Tema. We had a rule by Sukkah that you have to have mechitzot hanikarot. They have to be visible and noticeable walls. Over here, this is not a noticeable wall. It's not obvious that the wall's there. Number two is, this is only good for Shabbat. A lechi works on Shabbat as a wall. On a regular day, a lechi is not a wall. A lechi on Shabbat, because of the nature of the din derabbanan, it works as a wall. But on Sukkot, why would a lechi work as a wall? So how can you extrapolate? And you can't say over here, Migo, that it's good for the Eruvin, it's good for Sukkah. Because in that case, if that is the rule, as Tosfot points out, then the Sukkah would only be good on Shabbat. That means on Shabbat itself, the Migo that the Lechi works for Shabbat, it works for Sukkah as well. So if that's the case, what did he do the rest of the week when he didn't have the Lechi? That you're saying he's only sitting in the Sukkah on Shabbat. The other question that's raised by some of the Rishonim is, how can you take a din derabonon and apply it to a din d'oraita? Lechi by Shabbat is the fourth wall. And that's only a din derabonon. Midoraita, it's fine to carry in these areas. Over here by Sukkah, you're making the third wall, which is a din d'oraita, not a din derabonon. So how is it possible that you can take the din of Lechi and apply it? Now, one of the answers might relate to what we saw in Rashi earlier. In Rashi earlier, when he explained that Migo works for Shabbat, it also works for Sukkah, there Rashi brought a position that seems to be also the Rif's position, which is once it's good for Shabbat and Sukkah on Shabbat, it's good for the whole week. That means that because it works on Shabbat Sukkot, it also works out for the whole week of Sukkot, and you can utilize it the whole time. Once you've done that, you've gotten rid of the problem that Tosafot raises over here, because you can't apply it for the whole week, unlike what Tosafot thinks, that it's only good for Shabbat. The other possibilities are brought up by the Rishonim, like the Rosh, who explains that the Lechi here also involves the Tzurat HaPetach. So together with Tzurat HaPetach, the Lechi can work, because then you're already moving into structures that would help Midoraita, and that are functional even not on Shabbat, because Tzurat HaPetach adds another dimension to it. Or you have, like the Rambam, if you go to the Rambam, I have a slightly different view of what that is. Like the Rambam, the Rif, you can see those pictures in the Rif. And that might solve your problem. The walls that they're describing, are those near Bifimius Chutz, are walls that might have significance in Halacha, not just on Shabbat. What's interesting is that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Tafresh Lamed Od Zayin, that Tzikecha Gabi Mavui Sheish Lo Lechi. He says over here, Midistama Mechaber Mashmo, the Sfir Lesha Poskim Da Filuba Mavui Mifulash. Even an open Mavui, Vesh Lo Lechi Mitzarechad, Zikei Cheshir Ekshe Sugal Tzar Lechi, Gam Ken Kasher. Da Yedei Lechi Nekshav Din Shabbat, Afilu Rachav Mashu, Kilu Haya Mechitza Lo Totzat. That lechi can function, since on Shabbat that lechi would work to help you out. Therefore, by Sukkah, it's enough. But for Shabbat, it's not good enough. Because on Shabbat, a mavoi amifulash, a mavoi that has parallel walls and is open on the two sides, one lechi is not sufficient. But because lechi has significance in Shabbat, therefore it'll help you for Sukkah. Now, once it's helping you for Sukkah, you really have a third wall here to your mavoi. And now you can just put up another lechi, and now this mavoi amifulash you could actually carry in on Shabbat. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Ki'ilu haya mechitza lo totzer, v'ayin kein. יש לו שלוש מחיצות, ואבי מן התורה רשות היחיד. ואמרינם, מי גוד אבי מחיצה לעניין שבת, אבי נם מחיצה לעניין סוכה בשבת. So since it's good enough to be a מחיצה for Shabbat, it also helps you for מחיצה on סוכה שבת. שיקלו בתוך החג, that falls out in the middle of סוכות. ואף אגב מדרבנן אסור לטלטל בשלוש מחיצות, even though מדרבנן it's not good enough, בשבת סוכה מותר משום מצוות סוכה. Now, the סוכה will help you out, and you actually will be able to carry in this area. So מדאורייתא, that לחי helps you. Since that lechi helps you midoraita, it works for sukkah. Since it works for sukkah, it also gets rid of the problem derabanan. And therefore, in a mabuya mifulash with a single lechi, you could utilize that space on Shabbat of Sukkot, and you could also carry in that space on Shabbat of Sukkot. So they actually feed off each other in a circular manner, where Shabbat helps out sukkah, and sukkah helps out Shabbat. Because since lechi is significant midoraita on Shabbat, therefore, it helps for the third wall of the sukkah. Now that you have a sukkah, the isur derabanan falls away from a boy of flesh with a lechi, because since it's a good for sukkah, you have three walls for sukkah, as if you have three walls for Shabbat, and now you can carry in there, because even the isur derabanan falls away. Now, while the Mishnah Berurah says it's only good enough for sukkah during sukkah d'chag on Shabbat, but he does say that lechi here functions like a full-fledged mechitza midoraita. And since lechi can function like a wall d'oraita, then maybe even in our case, like Rashi is describing, the lechi will be good enough, because in Shabbat we find the lechi can be enough midoraita. And now the Gemara continues. Tana, pesel hayotze min hasukkah nidon kesukkah. Pesel, schach, that goes beyond the sukkah, has the same din as sukkah. Gemara says, my pesel hayotze min hasukkah. What does it mean that the schach extends beyond the sukkah? Amar ula, kanim hayotzim lachorei hasukkah. That's the schach that goes after the back of the sukkah. Vaha be'inan shalosh tifanot. Don't you need three walls? B'deika, when you have three walls. Vaha be'inan hechsher sukkah. Don't you need the minimum amount of sukkah? Says b'deika, when you have a minimum amount of sukkah. Vaha be'inan silta miruba mechamata. Don't you have to have more shade than sunlight? B'deika, you have all of those items. Yohachi ma'ila memra. What's the chiddush in this case here? Ma'udatim, I would have thought, ho uligavaya vide, since they're made for internally, ulevrai lo avide, and they're not made for the external side, ema lo. We would have said no. Hamash malan, that we say yes. The way Rashi describes this is that you have a sukkah, classic sukkah of the Gemara, which is in a horseshoe, three sides. He says that middle wall, the back wall of the sukkah, Rashi says that what they did was, on the other side of the sukkah, they built another sukkah over there, with three walls. But they used that middle wall for one of the walls of the sukkah on the other side. Rashi says that's problematic, because the back wall was made for internal usage, not for external usage. And you would have thought that because it's for internal usage, it can't be used for the external side. And that's the Havamim of the Gemara, Kamash Malan, that you can, since it's a wall, you can go. And Tosafot takes issue with Rashi right away, and says, we know that already, Kasher, the Mitnitan Shemin and Leida Kasher. We already know that from our Mishnah, from Dofen Akuma. By Dofen Akuma, we said in our Mishnah that even though those walls were built for the houses internally, you can still use them for the Sukkah on the other side. So we know this din already. So what is Rashi being Mechadesh over here? Therefore, Tosafot reads the Gemara differently and says it's a case here where the schach extends over the back of the sukkah. And since it extends over the back of the sukkah, maybe you would think that you can't use that schach that's extending over the back of the sukkah for another sukkah. Because that schach was put up there for the internal side of the sukkah, not for the external side of the sukkah. The mashmana, we allow it. But what do you do with Rashi? The answer with Rashi might have to do with what we've discussed before, which is that when you invoke Halacha the Moshe Misinai, then we only allow you to use the internal side, not the external side of the wall. By Dofen Akuma, we said before that we allow you to use both sides in Halacha the Moshe Misinai, and we say the same thing by Lovut. But it might be that by Lovut, according to the second Lishnah in the Gemara before in Rava, as well as we know by Pi'at Tigra Yored V'Sotein, we only allow you to use it on the internal side. So it might have been here that's a case that the wall was made of lavut. And you would have thought that Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai only allows you to use the internal side. Kamash Malon, that it lets you use the external side as well. And that's maybe how to answer in Rashi why it's working over here, or what the Chiddush in the Gemara is over here, which is that we're invoking Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai for that back wall. And in doing so, we thought maybe it only applies to the internal side. The Kamash Malon is that it applies even to the external side. And that's what the Gemara is doing over here. As Tosafot rejects it, he says we don't find anywhere that there's a need to make the walls the Shem Sukkah. The only thing you need to do is make the Schach the Shem Schach. So that's when he says the Shem Schach means here that when you made the Schach for the internal side of the Sukkah, the external may not be able to help you on the external side of the sukkah. Rabba v'Rav Yosef Amrei Tarvayu Hacha. Bikanim ayutzim lifnim min ha-sukkah, u'mashchav azlach ad ha-dofen be'adayu. This is a case where the schach extends beyond the length of the walls of the sukkah. Again, you have your horseshoe sukkah, and then one of the walls along the parallel walls keeps going, but it doesn't have a parallel wall that goes along with it, and the schach keeps going out. That schach that goes out, that you're allowed to use. Ma'udutayma ha-leitba heksher sukkah. That area doesn't have extra sukkah, because it doesn't have three walls around it. The three walls ended way back. But here the sukkah is continuing beyond that. Kamash Malon, that we don't say that. And we allow the sukkah to remain kosher, even though it's extending beyond the length of the walls to have schach. Rabba Barachanam Rabbi Yochanan, lo nitzrucha la sukkah shruba tzilta mruba mechamata. You have a sukkah that majority of it is proper schach, where the shade is greater than the sunlight. And there's a minority portion of it that does not have that. I would think that that little piece would ruin the sukkah. That postal area doesn't ruin the whole sukkah. That's the way Rashi reads it, that this would ruin the whole sukkah, because it's an area that's too large. And then the Kamash Malon is that it's not a problem. On the other hand, the Ran says that the question here is, that we would divide between them. We would say only the part that has more shade is kosher, and the part that has less shade you would not be able to utilize. The Kamash Malon is that you can utilize the whole area. The entire sukkah is kshera, because the rove of the entire sukkah is tzilta meruba mechamata, even though there are sections where chamata meruba mitzilta, that's batel the gabe the shar sukkah. Although the Ran is mistapeg in a case where the area that's chamata meruba mitzilta is a sukkah in of itself. It's 7x7 tvachim. If there, we could say that it's batel to the total sukkah. So my yotzei, what does it mean? It's pesel ha-yotzei. It says yotzei me-hekshir sukkah. It means yotzei, it leaves the normal hekshir of a sukkah. Rabbi Oshia Amar, lo nitzrucha l'schach pasul pachot mishlosha b'sukkah. Schach pasul, that's less than 3 tvachim wide in the sukkah, but it's a sukkah ktana. Sukkah ktana is one that meets just the minimum requirements of sukkah, means it's 7x7 tvachim. And in that 7x7 tvachim, you have schach pasul that is less than 3 tvachim wide. So now, what would I have thought? I would thought that that ruins the sukkah and you don't have a 7x7, because you need a 7x7 kosher sukkah. Or my yotzei. So yotzei again is mitorat sukkah, that would ruin the sukkah. But kamash malon, that we don't say that, and we say that this is a good sukkah. So then, matkiv lo Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya says to Rabbi Hoshaya, what type of chiddush is this? Lo el yavir. The pasul schach should be no worse than airspace. If you have airspace that's less than 3 tvachim in a sukkah ktana, this will be discussed in the last 2 days, da'apim, about the fact that less than 3 tvachim is considered to be lovut. It's not there. Mi pasil. It doesn't ruin the sukkah. The less than 3 tvachim of lovut does not ruin the sukkah. And even if you have a 7x7 sukkah, and then you have less than 3 tvachim of airspace within those 7x7 tvachim, it's a kosher sukkah. So Amalei Rabbi Abba, zem mitzterif vishenim tachtav. There is a difference when it comes to airspace. Airspace is mitzareif. It allows you to finish off the 7x7 tvachim to get you the hechsher sukkah. But you may not sleep. You may not utilize the space under that airspace, even though it's less than 3 tvachim, even though it's lovud. You may not sleep under it. On the other hand, when it comes to schach pasul, when it's less than 3 tvachim, not only is it mitzareif and it helps you get to the 7x7 tvachim, you can sleep under it. It does not ruin the sukkah. And that's the way Rashi reads it. Tosafot tries to read the Gemara differently, but he says the Yerushalmi supports Rashi, and Rashi's understanding, and that's the way we pass the Halacha. I read you the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Reish Lamed Bet, Sif Aleph and Sif Bet, where the Shulchan Aruch basically distinguishes between Schach Pasul and Avir. That Avir that is under 3 Tvachim is Lovut, but you may not sleep under it. Now that's true in a sukkah ktana. It's also true in a sukkah gdola, as the Ramah says, when it stretches across the entirety of this sukkah. On the other hand, schach pasul, that's less than 3 tvachim, is mitzareif, And is batel the gabe deschak asher, and you can even sleep under it, you can utilize that space, and it's not problematic whatsoever. So that's what he's saying is the chiddush over here. The chiddush over here is that by avir, even though it's kasher, you're right, it's no worse than avir, and it's mitzteref. But if it was only good as avir, it wouldn't allow you to sleep under it. But now, the additional benefit here of this limud of pesla yotzeim nesukah tells you that that pasul schach, not only does it mitzteref to make up the sukah ktana, but it also allows you to sleep under it and to utilize it as if it is schach kasher, because it's batel, the gabe de schach kasher, and there is a chiddush here. It's not just like avir, it's better than avir. Why it says, umi ikr de mitzterufe mitzteref huatz moino kasher? How do you have such a conceptual idea here that you have airspace that's less than 3 tefachim? It helps you to get to 7x7 a sukkah, but it's not kasher. How's that possible? It's not good enough to sleep under it, but it's good enough to make up the heksher, the minimum heksher of a sukkah. Rav says, we do. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elishav, in, we have such a case by Tita Niruk Yochiach. We have this by plaster or muddied waters that are very liquidy. So they are Niruk. Niruk means that you're able to pour them from one cup to another. They are liquidy enough that they can move, even though they are a solid object. So they are mitzdaref la'arba'im sa'ah. They are able to help you out in a mikveh. If you need a mikveh that's a minimum of 40 sa'ah, this type of water that's muddied water or plastered water, water with plaster in it, can be utilized to make up the arba'im sa'ah, va'tovel bo lo alto bo tevilah. But if you do your tevilah in it, it doesn't work. So that's exactly what we have here. You have a case where it's mitzteref, but it's not good enough to use by itself. As Rashi brings from the Mishnah in Mikvaot, there are certain things that are ma'alim velo poslim. They help you get to the full amount of the mikveh, and they're not posel the mikveh. But if they were standalone, if they were by themselves, you could not utilize them for a mikveh. If the whole mikveh was made out of this tit, anirok, you would not be able to go into such a mikveh, not be a kosher mikveh. Now, Tosfot says over here, you would have to suggest that in the case of mikveh, that you would not be allowed to go into that tita nirok. Now, we know that if the entire mikveh is made of tita nirok, Rashi says you can't go in it. But Tosfot points out here that even in a case where it's mashlim to the mikveh, you would have to suggest in that case of mikvahot, that if he went into the mikveh, he couldn't use the tita nirok piece of it. Otherwise, it would not be equivalent to our case. Because in our case here, you have it be mitzteref, but en yishenim tachtav. But if in the case of mikvahot, you were able to add the tita nirok to the arim sa'ah, and you could go to the mikveh in it, then that makes it almost totally kasher. Not like our case, where it's kasher, but not totally kasher. And therefore, Tosafot says, it must be the din that tita nirok is mashlim arba'im sa'ah, but may not dip into that for the mikveh. You have to go into the mikveh, submerge yourself without the tita nirok. That's what Tosafot says, near the tita nirok. Nami afilu b'shash mitzteref ein matbilim bo. Even though it's mitzteref to get you to a kosher mikveh, you may not go to the mikveh in it. You may not utilize that to be mitahir yourself. Next Mishnah, something that we saw earlier, again, back on Daf Zayin, says sugatoka means serif. Person who makes his sukkah like a, as we said before, like a teepee, where there is no roof to the sukkah. It's a bunch of branches or schach that goes up on an angle and is tied at the top. Rashi called it the huts of the hunters. Osha samchal hotel, or he puts the schach on an angle and he rests it on the wall. Rabbi Eliezer posel, mipnei she'en lagag. He says that it's pasul because there's no roof to it. The chachamim machshirim and the chachamim say it's fine. Their machloket is, can something act both simultaneously as the walls of the sukkah and the roof of the sukkah? Because over here, the schach's on an angle. Being on an angle, it's functioning both as the wall and as the roof. But there's no area where it's clearly defined that it changes from wall to roof. And does that work? Rabbi Eliezer says that doesn't work. Whereas the chachamim say that's fine as long as there's enough space. Tosafot says there is a qualification to the opinion of the chachamim, and that is that there has to be at least 7 tefachim wide after the sukkah rises 10 tefachim. That means that after you've reached up 10 tefachim of the shipua, that there's actually a 7 tefachim left between the two sides of the angled schach. Because you have to have a minimum of a heksher sukkah. Minimum of a heksher sukkah is 7x7 tefachim. And therefore, if you stood at the bottom of your sukkah and looked up to where that wall on the diagonal hits the 10 tefachim high wall, if from there to the other wall that's on an angle or to the wall that's opposite it, it has 7 tefachim, then you're fine. So you basically need a space that's 10 tefachim high and 7x7 wide in length that would fit into this tent-like sukkah in order for it to be kasher, and that's what he says the chachamim believe. Now, Tana, Mode Rabbi Eliezer, Shemigbiya min hakarka tefach, o shifliga min hakotel tefach, shikshera. He agrees that if you lift off these walls that are on an angle that are shaped like a tent, these walls, if you lift them off the ground at tefach, or you distance them away from the wall at tefach, then it's kshera. Why is that? That is because you now have clearly defined either what's the walls or what's the roof. Because we know that by the din of o'alot, that a tefach makes something into an ohel. So if you're already distance away from the wall, and you have them on an angle leaning on the wall, when you move them away a tefach, that tefach now becomes the roof or the top of this sukkah. So we know that it clearly has a top. And in the bottom, if you have the schach raised off the ground on these four corners or four pillars, then again, if it's a tefach off the ground, that already gives you uprights. That's a din of an ohel. And therefore, the schach on top can be the roof. Rashi says it here, even if it's airspace, and you can invoke lavud to have it be a tefach through lavud. You don't have to actually have a solid item there. And even through lavud, it would work. But that's why Rabbi Lezer agrees in that case, because then you've created a minimum ohel. Minimum ohel is a tefach cubed. So even if you get a tefach of height, or you get a tefach of roof space, then you've created something that is an ohel. And since it's an ohel already, then we can look at the schach and say, okay, we have a kosher sukkah over here. And the Gemara says, Maitameu de Rabbanan. What's the position of Rabbanan? Shipuei olalim kolim damu. When something's on an angle, even though it's functioning both as the wall and the roof, it's considered like an ohel. Whereas Rabbi Lezer disagrees with that point. Vai Ashkei the Rabbi Yosef de Kagani bikilat chatanim. Vai found Rabbi Yosef sleeping in a kilat chatanim bisukah, inside of the sukkah. And this goes back to the sugya that we saw back earlier in the Masechta about sleeping in a sukkah betoch sukkah or an ol betoch sukkah. Over here he has a canopy over him and he's sleeping in the sukkah. I'm like, come on, who do you hold like Rabbi Eliezer? You hold like Rabbi Eliezer, since this doesn't have a roof to it or a top to it, since it's on an angle, it doesn't count as an ohel, it doesn't ruin your ability to sleep in the sukkah. Shavak Rabbanan Abad Rabbi Eliezer. You left the position of the Rabbanan, who are the Rabbim, and you're paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who's first of all a dat yachid, and on top of that, he is also a shemuti. So why would you paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? Amalei Breita Ipchotani. I have a Breita that switches their positions around, which is Rabbi Eliezer Machshir. So now Rabbi Lezer is one as Makshir. Now what turns out to be a Kula by Sukkah will actually turn out to be a Chumrah by Kilat Chatanim and vice versa. So if you think that the Sukkah is Kasher when it's on an angle, then Kilat Chatanim will be a problem for you, because then when it's shaped like a tent-like canopy on top of it, you're in an Ohel inside of your Sukkah and it ruins it for you. If you think that a Sukkah on an angle is no good, then you also think the bed inside is no good. So by flipping the attribution here of the positions, which is Tani Rabbi Lezer Makshir says the Sukkah is good, that means that he also thinks that the bed, the canopy of the bed, is going to ruin your sukkah. Chamim poslim, who say the sukkah is no good, they're going to think that the canopy on the bed has no bearing, and you can sleep under it, and it will still be a nekosha sukkah. So he says, okay, great. So yeah, you found their positions reversed in a braita, but shavak matnitin v'avad kibraito? Why would you leave a mishnah and then go paskin like a braita? A mishnah takes precedence over braita. Amalei matnitin yechidohi. Our mishnah is actually a dat yachid. Now, dat yachid doesn't mean that it's one individual, but it's actually, this mishnah is described in this way, or brought in this way, by a yachid, which is the Tanya. Hosei sukkato kamin srif. Osha samcha dakoto Rabbi Natan omer. Rabbi Natan describes the positions like the way we find in our mishnah, which is Rabbi Lezer posel mipnei shein lagag chamim machshirim. So our mishnah that has the positions laid out this way is a dat yachid of Rabbi Natan. And therefore, when I had the Braita, I thought that's the way that most people believe, not like Rabbi Natan, how the attribution of their positions is. And therefore, I'm holding like the Chachamim, and not like Rabbi Eliezer, because I'm holding like the Braita, which is both Rabbim, the Rabbonan, who say that a sukkah that is on an angle is no good, so therefore, Kilat Chatanim is also not a problem, but also a Braita, which has the attribution in this manner, that is Alpiyah Rabbim, and not like Rabbi Natan, who is a Dat Yachid, setting up their attribution, Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim, like the way we have it in our Mishnah. If you have a large reed mat, if you made it to sleep on, Mikabela Tuma. It's Mikabel Tuma, because it's utilized for sleeping on, and it cannot be used for Schach. And that's why you can't use it for Schach. Lissikuch, if he makes it specifically for schach, misachachimba, then you're allowed to use it for schach, ve'en mekabela tuma, because it was made to be for shade, it's not made to be utilized in such a way that it'd be mekabel tuma. It's kosher v'schach, it's not mekabel tuma. The Gemara will ask the obvious question, which is, well, why do you have to have in mind? What is the default status of these items? Why, if you have in mind for shchivah, if you have in mind for sikuch, what happens if you have nothing in mind? What is the default status that the Gemara will address? V'lez omer, achat ketana v'achat gedula, makes no difference whether it's a big mat or a small mat. Asad shchiva, if you made it specifically for sleeping on, mekabela tuma. Then it's mekabela tuma because it's functional as a kli, and it has tumat midras, ve'im misachinba, and you can't use it for schach. Lissikuch, if you made it specifically for schach, misachinba, then you can use it for schach, ve'im mekabela tuma. It's not mekabela tuma because it's not utilized as a kli. Again, you have the same question, Rabbi Eliezer, which is the stam case. What happens when you have nothing in mind? It gives you the case when you have in mind for shchiva, yeah, is the case where you have in mind for tzel or for sikuch, but he doesn't tell you what happens if you have nothing in mind. What is the generic or default status of this chikuch, and that will be the discussion in the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop over here.